This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. troops withdrew from their largest base in northern Syria on Sunday. Meanwhile, the debate over the possible re-emergence of the Islamic State group continues. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Now that American troops will be leaving Syria, some members of Congress continue to be concerned about a comeback by the Islamic State group. Democrat Bob Menendez is the ranking member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
The Department of Defense Inspector General tells us there are still 18,000 ISIS fighters in Syria. If the 10,000 that have been detained by the Kurds get released, that's a potential fighting force of hardened fighters with 30,000. To me, that's a clear and present danger to the United States.
But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo disagrees.
I'm very confident that this administration's efforts to crush ISIS will continue.
Both Pompeo and Menendez appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Hong Kong police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs as an illegal march on Sunday descended into chaos. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs on Sunday as Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement staged an illegal anti-government march through the city's Kowloon district. That demonstration attracted tens of thousands onto the streets and descended into chaos, with hundreds of shops trashed and Chinese banks and metro stations targeted. After 2 weeks of relative calm, Sunday's protest shows that the movement has not lost support. Protesters erected flaming barricades on Nathan Road, a major Kowloon retail strip, and threw petrol bombs at a nearby police station. The police responded with tear gas, some of the heaviest use of water cannon the protests have seen, and by driving through barricades. This is